Welcome to the Corner Office at Home podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing the number one mistake that leaders make in network marketing that can absolutely create cliques in their team, divisions in their team. So if you are a leader in network marketing, or even if you're just starting to build a team, listen to this episode because it's going to help you avoid one of the biggest problems I see going on in teams in the industry. So my name is Ruth Sheridan. I am the founder and creator of the Corner Office at Home podcast. And if you get some value from this, make sure you share it with your teams, share it on your social media, take a screenshot and share it in your stories and tag me. Leave a 5-star review. It helps me keep this podcast going. It helps me keep it free. And if you have a team, a network marketing team of 20 or more, and you would like me to come on and share some social media tips, some social media and attraction marketing training with them, just send me an email to ruth@ruthannsheridan.com. That's Anne with an E. And I'll be happy to set up a time with you to share some marketing tips with your team. I believe in uplifting the network marketing industry because when we all band together, the industry gets a better name. And the more people that become successful, the more people are lifted up and the more people will join our industry because the name of our industry will get better and better if we join together. So if you do have a team and you want me to train them of 20 or more on a Zoom call, then just reach out to ruthannsheridan.com, ruth@ruthannsheridan.com, and we will get that set up for you. So let's dive into today's podcast. The number one mistake I see leaders make is they just tell their team what to do. And in terms of what they should be doing in their business, how they should show up, how they should behave, how they should dress, how they should run their business. And I recently did a video right inside one of our team's groups about back when I started in network marketing. I had been around, not right started, but I had been around a little while, and I was with a company that required us to go to hotel meetings every week, to dress up a certain way, to look a certain way, to look a certain way on social media. And it wasn't me. Like, I'm a yoga pants, workout clothes kind of gal, right? And that's how I choose to run my business. That's how I choose to show up because it's me. And I think there's a lot of people out there who want to show up that way too. So drop me a one if you'd like to show up in your yoga pants and your workout shirt because it's super easy and comfortable. So anyway, the company was telling me what to do, right? We also have, sometimes we have leaders that we're working with who tell us what to do, tell us how to show up, how to run our business, and the expectations around that. Now, telling is one thing and teaching is another. So telling is a one-way conversation. Telling is, you need to do this because of blah, blah, blah. Because of my expectations, because of, if you want to build a team, this is what you have to do, right? Whereas teaching is a two-way conversation. And teaching looks something like, in my hotel example, right? We were told we had to be there every single week. Teaching is, hey, we have these meetings every Wednesday night. They're fantastic for growing a business. You can invite guests. When you do show up, you learn how to present, even if you don't have a guest. And I would love to have you there. It will help you build your business. That's very different than telling someone what to do. The other part of that conversation is adding a question in, right? So that whole conversation about, we have these hotel meetings, it would be great if you showed up. This is what it will help you do for your business. Do you have any questions about that? Does that make sense to you? Let's have a conversation about it. That's a teaching conversation, right? That's a back and forth conversation as opposed to telling someone what to do. And I often think that leaders who just tell people what to do, like go here, go there, do this, do that, be at the hotel meeting, dress a certain way. Do you ever feel like they're on a little bit of a power trip? My philosophy is, in building my team,
We build partners, right? We are all independent distributors running a business and building a business. And if I, as a leader on my team, have some skills I can impart on people, absolutely, I'm going to teach them, right? But I can't tell people how they should build their business because it's their business. I can guide, I can teach, I can have conversations, but this is what happens when we tell versus teach, okay? Number one, one of the reasons I left corporate was I was tired of people telling me what to do. I was tired of people saying, Ruth, you need to be at work at your desk at this time. You can't leave till this time. You know, these are all the things that you need to do in the day. This is how you have to dress. This is how you have to speak. This is how you have to show up at a client's. And I got tired of it. Like, I was a professional. Like, I knew how I should show up in that environment. And the reason I got started in network marketing is I didn't want to be, one of the reasons is I didn't want to be told what to do anymore. I didn't want someone to dictate how I was running my life. I didn't want someone telling me when I had to show up and when I had to leave, right? And that's one of the primary reasons why I got started. Now, there are a lot of other reasons too, and I'm not going to dive into them here today. I've been in this industry a long time. It's blessed me, my family. It's blessed my partner with not having to work anymore. It's given us a lot of blessings, right? So I'm not going to get into all of those. But one of them was I was tired at my age of being told what to do by someone. So enter network marketing. If you are now with a leader who's just like hammering home, and I've got people, you know, on my team who were in other companies who were in that position where the leader, you know, they didn't really care. They didn't really want to teach. They just wanted to know what the volume was every week. That's all that matters. What's your volume? What's your volume? How many looks are you getting? How many presentations are you making? And all of those things are important. Don't get me wrong. But we can teach how to do it versus tell. So when someone tells me what to do as a red personality, so I'm very red, right? And I have a little bit of green in me because I'm a CPA by profession in my corporate career. When someone tells me what to do, I push back. It's a natural response, right? Especially when we're independent business owners. So teaching versus telling will take you a long way in your business. Yes, you have to get the information across. Yes, you have to tell, you have to like impart on people what they need to do in their business to become successful. But you can do it in a way that is in a teaching voice versus a telling voice that won't alienate people. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is when people are taught something versus told to do something, it's interactive, right? Teaching is interactive. We ask a lot of questions. Does that make sense? Do you have any questions about that? Do you see how that might apply to your business? Do you see how that might get you closer to your goals, right? So teaching, because it's two-way and it's interactive and people participate, it's actually, people retain it longer. Like not only is there more buy-in, but people retain the concepts a lot longer when they're taught versus told, right? So taught versus told. So they retain the information and they actually will start to apply things much more readily and easily and consistently when they've participated in the conversation. So that's the second thing, right? Not only are you not going to get pushback, you're going to get more knowledge retention. So people actually apply the concepts that you've taught them, right? Because you have buy-in. And when you have buy-in, guys, it's way more fun because you're truly locking arms. It's not like I'm up here as the leader and you guys are all my minions. It's like we are locking arms. We are understanding this together and we are going together on this journey. Right? And some people are going to be new in their understanding and just understanding the very beginning concepts. That's why you need systems that are simple, right? That, you know, that was one of the first things that we created was simple systems. But You know, as people develop into leaders themselves, those are some more finer skills than just simple, simple systems, right? So when you can lock arms with people and be an independent distributor as a leader who may have more knowledge, you might have been around longer or have a specialized skill like I do, which is online marketing and teaching social media, then you can impart those skills, right, through teaching, but still lock arms as amazing friends, amazing business partners, having fun together, having, you know, having a lot of excitement together and celebration. So really, really important distinction, teaching versus telling. The other thing is I made some notes here because this is a subject I am so, so passionate about. The other thing about telling versus teaching is when you tell your team something over and over and over again, so your style is telling, not teaching, then what happens is your team gets accustomed to that kind of leadership, right? So what happens is your team, you will actually slow your team down because they're going to step back and they're going to go, well, I'm going to wait for her to tell me something or him to tell me something so I know what to do. So it'll slow your team down. However, if you teach, then people learn to become more resourceful. They don't stop and wait for you to tell them what to do next. They become more resourceful, right, in the teaching environment versus the telling environment. So think about if you ever had a job, just like I did. I had multiple jobs in my 25-year career. In the beginning, I didn't know what I was doing, so all I did was sit around and wait for someone to tell me what to do, right? And that can become a habit. I'm going to sit around and wait till someone tells me I need to block time and go prospect. I'm going to sit around and wait until someone tells me I have to go to an event. I'm going to sit around and wait until someone tells me I need a system of follow-up. So when you're in a teaching environment, people are going to be much more likely to be proactive in their business because you got them thinking instead of being passive and just waiting for instructions. So that's also an important distinction that I kind of realized over the years as I was building teams in the network marketing industry and what was an effective leadership in network marketing and what was not effective. And always remember, in network marketing is different from a job, right? When we're in a job, we're someone's employee, right? So a lot of times they tell us what to do and we do it because they're writing us a paycheck. In network marketing, it's different. You can't lead like you're leading an employee. You are leading independent business owners. You don't own them. You're not paying them. They're in it just like you are. You may just be a couple of steps ahead of them or even 10 steps ahead of them, right? And that's where the teaching comes in, not the telling. So that is it for today, guys. I hope you got some value from this. If you did, share it with your teams as they start growing organizations. Give them the skills and the knowledge to be able to build effectively in the network marketing space. So that's it for today, guys. I hope you have an amazing day and I will be back again real soon. Bye for now.